Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. So today we're going to talk about pre and probiotics. So I'm going to explain to you what exactly these are, who they're for, why you might consider implementing them into your diet, and how you can do that. So do you need a supplement? Do you need different items, food products in what you already eat? We'll look at some of those things, and hopefully by the end of this episode, you can decide if a pre or probiotic is right for you. All right, let's get into it. So we've gotten a lot of questions about pre and probiotics. I think they've always been around, but just like everything in nutrition and the media, kind of seems to go through cycles, and myths and different things pop up that really can make it confusing and trying to decide, you know, what you need and what you don't need when it comes to nutrition. So first things first, my recommendation is always if you can get your nutrition through food first, that is ideal. A lot of reasons for this. Number one, a lot of the times the nutrients are just more readily available for absorption and digestion in your body. And number two, it's less expensive. So why take a supplement if it's something that you can already incorporate into your diet, or maybe you already do, you just maybe need a little more of, a little less of. That's just my personal opinion. So first, what is a prebiotic? So pre-P-R-E, a prebiotic is a natural, non-digestible food component that promotes the growth of good bacteria in your gut. Yes, we have bacteria in our gut, and not all bacteria is bad. So think of the prebiotics as the good stuff, the good bacteria that helps probiotics thrive and function in your gut. So the benefits of a prebiotic is that it definitely helps to improve your gastrointestinal health. It might enhance absorption of other nutrients. There are some anti-inflammatory effects, and some studies show that it can help increase bone density. So where would you get, or where would you find prebiotics in your food? So this is found in a variety of foods such as bananas, onions, garlic, asparagus, artichoke, soybeans, whole wheat foods, avocado, potato skins. Yes, does anyone else eat the skin of the potato? It's got prebiotics, but it also has fiber. So next time you have a baked potato, try it. If you clean it real good, eat the skin. And lastly, honey. Okay, so we know that prebiotics are the bacteria that help probiotics. Now, what exactly is a probiotic? So probiotics are good bacteria. These are live cultures that help change or repopulate the intestinal bacteria to help balance out the gut flora. Now, I'm just going to give you a quick snapshot of this. We could really get into gut health way deeper in one of our regular episodes. So if you guys are interested in that, just shoot us a message. The benefits of a probiotics, similar to prebiotics, definitely helps to increase immune system, increase your GI health. It's been shown to help manage irritable bowel syndrome symptoms, decrease symptoms of lactose intolerance. But a lot of the benefits vary between people. There's a lot of benefits similar to these, but it really just depends on the individual. It's not to say that if you take a probiotic, XYZ is going to help you. It's really going to be different depending on what your gut flora looks like. Think of all these little things that are living inside your belly. Gross, I know. But what those look like, and there's so many different types of probiotics that you could take that all those different factors come into play. So when you think of probiotic in food, think of fermented dairy products. So your yogurt, your kefir, aged cheese. You might see in the ingredients lactobacilli or live culture. That's one that's often found in dairy products. But it's also found in other fermented products such as kimchi, which is used in a lot of Asian dishes, sauerkraut, miso, and tempeh. So if you're interested in, you know, playing around with this, I always look at everything as an experiment. Maybe consider adding in some different pre and probiotic foods into your diet and see how it makes you feel. See if you have some better GI symptoms or lack thereof. If you are used to having, you know, an upset stomach or things that just, maybe if you feel that bubbly feeling, you might not know what it's like to feel like without having those symptoms. So keep a food journal and see if adding in some of these things can make a difference. So just to recap, prebiotics are the good bacteria that are promoters. So they feed the probiotics. The probiotics are the actual good bacteria, but these two together, the pre and probiotics, really work together in a symbiotic relationship to give you the maximum benefits. So the key for good gut health is having a mixture of both of these. There's still emerging evidence about, you know, really the benefits. We're really getting into research recently in the past recent years with more coming out about, you know, gut health in general. But at the time of this episode, which is being recorded in August of 2017, there's no evidence that taking pre or probiotics, whether through food or through the form of a pill, has any negative symptoms. So if the pros outweigh the cons, then it might be worth investigating. But, you know, again, always ask yourself when it comes to a supplement, well, can you get this from food? So in the case of pre and probiotics, maybe try increasing your consumption of these different foods we mentioned. Otherwise, yeah, check out a supplement. But one thing you'll want to look for is you want to try to increase the different types of strains and cultures. So really read the back of the label, see that it has a good variety. Another thing with supplements for these, make sure that you cycle them and vary them. So don't just take the same bottle, the same brand every month when you run out. Maybe you take a break. Maybe you try different brands, different cultures, and different, if you read the ingredients, they'll say different things on them, just to give your gut health some variety. So if you have more questions, you know, keep in mind you may get an upset stomach when you implement these because your body might not be used to them. So you might get upset stomach, some diarrhea, gas, bloating, but the hopes are that it levels out and in the long run makes you feel better. So if you have any more questions about pre or probiotics, as always, shoot us up on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour, or you can always send us an email. But don't forget to check out our free meal prep guide. If you go to tinyurl.com/fitfriendsmealprep, you can download your free 2-week guide of step-by-step meal prep made easy for lunches and different ideas to keep you on track towards your health and fitness goals. All right, that's it for today. Have an awesome weekend, and we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.